There will be many days of mass manifestations, and it's going to continue, as you can see. And understand them, hopefully next week there is another one coming on. The Economic Writers League would continue to mobilize the people of Ghana, especially young people and our generation against it. Because there is no way we can rest. And you can see governments trying to do everything to divert attention, renaming Flagstaff House and all of that. We take note of all those diversions. They could even name Flagstaff House White House annex. We actually don't care. We are not going to lose focus in ensuring that every Ghanaian understands clearly what this leadership of the country have done to us. So,
why do you think the naming of the Flagstaff House to Jubilee House is a diversionary tactic by the government just to sweep public opinion from the demonstration that happened yesterday?
Of course, but it's an emotive issue. And everybody discussing it knows the ridicule it puts the country in.
Ernesto, yesterday, after the demonstration that you had, did you present a petition?
Well, we were not the main organizers of that demonstration. What we have done was to throw our weight behind any nationalist organizations who want to engage in public manifestation. And I don't think even a petition that would be necessary, because everybody knows why the demonstrations are going on. And we have called that. I mean, they should take many forms. It should include occupation of public spaces in demand for a withdrawal or a total, resignation and block of the political elite in our country.
Is that not taking this thing too extreme?
But what they have done to us is also so extreme. To subject us, to American colonialism is extreme. But we did not vote for them to come and do this to us. And this leadership has proven that every second they spend in office is inimical to the development of the people of Ghana.
You heard member of the Ghana First Movement, pressure group Ernesto Yepua.